Welcome, everyone. How are you today?
I'm good.
And all of you out there listening in, I hope you're ready for a difficult article, because this is our advanced class, and this article is quite difficult. Isn't that true?
It is, and I'm excited to learn about it.
Well, we're so glad that Campbell could come here and help us with the article. And also, who else is with us?
I'm Albert. Hello, everyone.
And Albert, this is quite a difficult article, I think, for our audience, don't you think?
It is a little bit, but, you know, with some time and patience, we will be able to navigate it.
Well, you know, the people who are studying or have studied biology or science, and doctors and people like that, they probably will understand it quite well.
Yes.
In fact, I wish they were here to teach it, don't you, Campbell?
Yeah, that would be helpful. I'm an actor myself, so I had to look up several words.
And I'm a musician, too, and I had to look up a lot of words. But I don't know about Albert. I think Albert's kind of more of a...
He's more of an intellect, I believe.
I think so. Do you think so?
I had to use Google as well here.
You had to look it up.
Yes.
We had to study very hard, but we hope to make this information... simple.
Yes.
The reason we're using this information, because it's a new method of doing something.
Yeah, it's actually very, very interesting, and it's amazing to me what people are able to do with technology these days.
Right. So be sure and have your magazine open to page 24 as we talk about this first topic on Newsworthy. And what is the name of the topic, Albert?
It is Paging CSI. Microbiome analysis may be the new fingerprint. And
wow.
When we do paging, you can remember, like in hospitals, we will page a doctor using
right.
a beeper or pager.
But what right. about CSI?
Well, CSI means crime scene investigator or crime scene investigation. So it's saying, hey, CSI people, pay attention. There's a new way to solve crimes.
There's even a big TV show called CSI
That's
where they
right.
do investigations. But that just stands for crime for the C and S for
Scene
mm-hmm. and I for investigation. CSI,
That's right.
crime scene investigation. That's the first hard part. What mm-hmm. the next word is a newer word for most of us.
That's right. So microbiome. So let's break it down. When we say something is micro, we mean that it's very, very small. A biome is kind of a whole set of ecology. You know, we might talk about, you know, the wetlands or the desert. These are a biome. So when we talk about microbiomes, we're talking about a really, really tiny ecological system.
Well, you know, they didn't really use this word too much before, but since the year 2001, it says this guy's name, who was Joseph Lederberg, he is an American molecular biologist.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a job. And he is the one that coined this word. So we get a lot of new words. And you might see this word and you say, what is it? Let's say it again.
Microbiome.
Let's all say it.
Microbiome.
Wow, microbiome. Well, micro means small, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And bio, of course, we think of biology.
Life.
But what do you think about this subject and this word, Albert? You had some thoughts about it.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was just reading more and more about it. And I think in the end, in my head, I pictured a zoo. But on a very...
A zoo.
Mm. With all different animals.
Yeah.
But on a very small level, on your cellular level.
Mm.
And each person's zoo or microbiome is different.
Hmm. That's mm-hmm. a really great way to
it's
put it.
It's a different
it.
Way to think
yeah.
about it. Well, you know, they're talking here about forensic science. Now, what is forensic science?
Well, forensic science is where they study... just crimes and they kind of try to solve crimes through science.
That's true, right? And we're going to find out different ways now that we can use this new microbiome to analyze or to study ways to identify a new fingerprint. A fingerprint
mm-hmm.
says, this is my fingerprint and I'm the only one that has this print. I'm
right.
special.
Right.
That's the way that we always identify people.
Right. In the past, that's how they identified
yeah.
criminals, how they solved cases, who did it. They would look for the fingerprints.
Right.
But now they're looking for new identifiers that would point to the right criminal.
Well, sometimes the fingerprint, you know, maybe could be burned or destroyed or
wiped
taken
away.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. And so there's different ways that they can do this, and we're going to find out about it. Let's read that first section. Now, the words are a little bit hard. don't turn off the radio and don't stop listening, because if we can understand it, you can.
That's
and
right.
We'll work it out together, so let's read it first.
Paging CSI, microbiome analysis may be the new fingerprint. In forensic science, fingerprints and DNA are beginning to look old school. To catch perpetrators or exonerate the innocent, future sleuths may find themselves collecting and comparing entire colonies of microorganisms and the people and places they inhabit. The prospect that microbiotic analysis could become a powerful tool in identifying individuals or linking them with things they've touched or places they've been is the subject of two studies. In one new study, researchers borrowed from concepts in microbial ecology and computer science to demonstrate that people have a variety of microbial fingerprints that could be used to distinguish them from many others, and to show that those fingerprints don't change significantly over time.
Well, there are a lot of big words, so let's go over them and get the idea of this. Now, the study of the crime scenes and who did things, we often use fingerprints. They say, oh, this man's fingerprints were on the gun, so he's probably the one who shot somebody, right?
That's right, and they look for DNA clues. You know, DNA, that's the building blocks of our system, and we each have different unique DNA, and so maybe they might find some saliva or some blood, and that helps to solve the crime as well.
Well, before they even knew about the DNA part, right, a lot of people were in prison, and then they took these DNA tests and found out, oh, they weren't the one. Mm-hmm. So DNA helped a lot of people who were innocent get out of prison, didn't
it? That's right.
That's right.
So that was good. But it says they're beginning to look like old school. That just means they're, we often say, old hat or old guochishi, something that used to happen. It's not anymore, right?
Yeah, that's from an earlier time. Like maybe instead of writing an email and your electricity goes out, you'll go old school and take out pen and paper and write to your aunt.
Or a typewriter.
Or a typewriter.
Whoever knows what that is.
Cassette
right.
tapes, film.
That's old school.
These are all old school, yeah.
Right. So now there's a new way to catch. Now, these are big words here. Perpetrators are people who start something. They're the ones that started it, that did it.
That's
They're the
right.
ones that caused it to happen, right?
Right?
Usually we have a perpetrator and victim. If a police officer shows up at a crime scene, he'll ask questions. Who's the victim? Who's the person that was hurt today?
Mm-hmm.
And who's the perpetrator?
The person who was the cause of it, perpetrator.
Right.
Caused
He's
it.
The one that committed the crime or the harmful act.
Mm-hmm. And then they try to exonerate. Now, exonerate is a good word to know when you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're going to use it a lot in your conversation, but it means to make it clear who's innocent, right?
Right. So when you prove that someone is innocent or someone is not guilty, you exonerate them.
Right. It means, you know, to release them from guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And some DNA exonerated people.
That's
but
right.
But now, this is another way to do it. So know what the words mean when you read them. You might not be able to use them in your conversation, but you understand them. And we've all heard about sleuths like Sherlock Holmes and very famous detectives. A sleuth is a person who tries to find out the answer to some mystery, right?
Yeah, like my favorite is Batman. He's a
detective. Who's your favorite sleuth?
Well, here in Asia, a very popular sleuth is Conan. Conan is a very popular detective sleuth. Yes.
Good. Okay. Well, anyway, they might find themselves collecting and comparing all of these different things, like you said, like a zoo, like a colony of these little tiny living things, little organisms. Micro means very small. And the people and the places that they inhabit. Inhabit just means where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Your habitat is where you live.
Okay.
So if they live inside of you, I hate to think of all those little things living inside of us. But they inhabit us. That means they live in us. So our body is made up of all different kinds of things that show that it came from us because it's special for me, right?
That's right, yeah. And so it's interesting to think about, you know, every time you cough or you sneeze, you leave traces of yourself behind. So that's kind of what they're studying here.
You leave germs too.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the next paragraph then talks about the idea or the prospect that this microbiotic analysis, now that's something you would never talk about.
I wouldn't. Right.
But anyway, what is microbiotic analysis?
Well, again, if we look at the word micro, it means very, very small. Bio, again, is about life. So we're looking at life at the very, 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 very small parts, you know, the microbiotic, the cells.
Looking at little things that
yes.
the eye cannot see, right?
Exactly.
And we're doing an analysis of it where we're examining it and taking it apart. We have scientists, researchers, and police detectives looking at this for clues and new evidence. Mm-hmm.
So this might be a powerful tool to say who is the perpetrator, who is the one that was linked to this crime because they touched this or they did something else, and this is what they're studying. It says they are the subject of two different studies. Mm. One is called microbial ecology and microbial fingerprints. There's mm-hmm. two things there, right?
That's right. So in one new study, researchers borrowed from concepts in microbial ecology and computer science to demonstrate...
Microbial, is that how you say that?
Yes,
microbial. Let's say that.
Microbial.
I'll probably never say it again. Microbial ecology, and that's the other one?
Microbial fingerprints.
Two things. Now, what's the difference in microbial ecology and microbial fingerprints? It seems like you know what you're talking about, Campbell.
Well, when we talk about the ecology, again, if you think of the idea of that zoo and the different animals and different microorganisms living within this ecology, this environment, right?
So your body.
Right. And when we talk about fingerprints, again, the idea is everyone's fingerprint is unique. So everyone's microbial ecology is also unique and different.
Okay. Well, now, do these things change very much, like when you get older or anything, or not?
It shouldn't at all, because, again, it's like a zoo that's on your body, where if you come in contact with a new cell or bacteria, it'll start growing on you, and it'll go... I know it's, like, kind of disgusting and maybe icky to think about it, that we have all these cells living on our bodies, but that's just part of life.
Okay.
Right. And a lot of times they're very helpful, and what happens is when they're living on our body, they kind of like grow and then they have characteristics of us and a fingerprint of us.
Right.
Well, it's just the way part of our body's makeup, that's true.
Yeah.
But all of you people out there that might be tempted to do something wrong or in crime, be careful, because there's a new way that's even better than DNA. So let's not get into any kind of criminal activities, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because like for fingerprints, you might be able to wear gloves or different ways to kind of cover it up. But with microbial ecology or microbial these microorganisms, it's a little harder to cover up. If you're in a room, you touch something, whatever, you're going to leave traces of yourself behind.
So these are things then that we're talking about. This whole first column is there's a new way to find out who did it.
That's right.
Right?
That's a good way to summarize it.
Right. So let's take the next section and let's just read part of it. Let's read down through line 14.
For the study published in the journal PNAS, researchers took microbiotic samples from a variety of places on the bodies of more than 200 people. On average, as many as 30% of individuals could be pinpointed on the basis of their microbiotic samples. When the microbiome came from an individual's gut, researchers were able to identify 80% of individuals. Technological advances, including single-cell genetic sequencing and an improved ability to isolate rare strains of bacteria, will result in superior identifying power, wrote the authors, led by Eric A. Franzosa of Harvard School of Public Health.
Well, what about this journal? It's kind of a magazine or something?
It's called PNAS. It stands for Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. It's a prestigious research center.
So those of you that like technical things, you might read it. Don't send me a copy. But anyway, this study was published in that. And what did they actually do then?
Well, the researchers took microbiotic samples from a variety of places on the bodies of more than 200 people, and then they studied them.
So that sounds like a very good way to start out. And what did they find out then?
Well, on average, as many as 30% of individuals can be pinpointed on the basis of their samples.
When you 30%,
huh? Yeah, well, they're just starting out.
Okay, but when they started this new way now, mm-hmm. microbiome, then what happened?
Well, when the microbiome came from an individual's gut, researchers were able to identify 80% of the individuals. So when we talk about your gut, we're talking about your stomach and your intestines.
Right. So then they could find out 80%.
They can pinpoint.
Right. So that's really very interesting. That is much stronger evidence than they used to have. 80% is much higher, which is good because you can find out really if that was the person.
Right.
And that will exonerate or let a lot of people off the hook, you could say, go free, right?
Yeah. I do wonder how they got the gut biome.
I heard they did it through Da Bien.
Oh, fecal matter.
Yeah, yes. Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Through the stool,
yes,
call that, right?
Yeah. That is a nicer term.
I just want to go back a second and pinpoint. When I think of pinpoint, I think of like the tip of a needle for sewing.
Right.
It's or a pin, and the size is so tiny and exact that we are able to find out the exact location.
Right. When you pinpoint something, you put down exactly where it was.
Mm-hmm.
So the first study then, they tried to find out, and they found out that they could find out more about identifying this if they could take certain parts of the body and, mm-hmm. and through what comes through your intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And your intestines, okay.
And make sure to flush the toilet.
Yeah, that's right. What about the second study? Let's read that.
Well, technological advances, including single-cell genetic sequencing and improved ability to isolate rare strains of bacteria, will result in superior identifying power. That is a mouthful.
It is.
It is, really. So isolate means to make it separate. And genetic sequencing sounds interesting because single cell, take it cell by cell and figure out by the genetics order how they could make it separate. I think that would be good for disease,
mm-hmm.
to find out what causes certain diseases little piece by little piece,
right.
Something your eye can't see,
right.
But by doing it this way.
Yeah, so in essence, studying DNA, but on the even smaller level on each cell.
Right.
And genetic sequencing has been going on for many years, where they have like these big rooms full of like big computers crunching numbers, trying to figure out, they're trying to map our DNA. What makes us tick?
What makes us
us?
Right.
Yes, what makes us unique?
It's a big, deep study, but we're just going to get through the idea now that there is a new way, because we can't get too deep into that study unless we're
mm-hmm.
scientifically
That's
minded.
Right.
But we can all read about this new thing that you've heard about. What is it what's new? Let's say it again.
Microbial ecology,
microbiome. Microbial
fingerprints.
But what we're studying about is microbiome.
The microbiome analysis.
Let's say that again.
Microbiome analysis.
So that's what you're knowing. You're learning that today. Don't forget that. You could forget all the details, maybe the genetic sequencing and all. But remember this word, microbiome. It's a new word.
Yes.
It? Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's finish the lesson.
A second study found that humans and the surfaces of their cell phones share enough microbiotic commonality that samples from one could probably be used to match an owner with her mobile. The personalized nature of the human microbiome and the distinct community types associated with urban and built environments may play a significant role in future forensic investigations, wrote the authors of that study, published in the journal Microbiome.
So the second study then found that everything we touch has these certain samples and they can match us. Isn't that, it's almost scary in a way.
Yeah, it's a little scary, but I mean, as long as you're not doing anything wrong,
right.
So then you're okay.
I know we've been talking about this for criminals, right? But I think the positive side is maybe someone's missing. Mm-hmm. We can find them. We can track them down.
That's true.
In the old-fashioned, the old-school ways, maybe we'll use a dog by scent, right?
Right.
And now police detectives can use, if someone's kidnapped or someone's lost, we can go to a room and find their microbiome and track them.
That's true. I like to look at the positive part of it, too. Mm-hmm. But the personalized nature of our human microbiome is really, you know, different. And it says it's associated with urban and built environments. Now, how can that help out? What has that got to do with it?
Well, because each human has our own microbiome, and we have our own distinct community types, so then it can help us with identifying different individuals.
Wow. So it might play a very important, significant means something to very important, noteworthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
For future forensic investigations. And like you said, maybe other things too.
Yeah, it might sound in the beginning, it sounds a little bit invasive, but, you know, I look forward to it. I feel like this will help a lot of people, innocent and guilty.
Well, I think it would be good if it could exonerate people who are not guilty. That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's always
for sure.
Positive.
Yeah. And I think also, you know, sometimes things get stolen, and if you're able to say, hey, this is mine, it's got my microbiome on there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my car because my hands are microbiome steering wheel.
Even though you're wearing gloves.
It is interesting. So the newsworthy part of this is that there's a new way to analyze whether you were the one that was there or did something or this belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called the microbiome analysis.
That's right.
Microbiome analysis. Say it again.
Microbiome analysis.
Now let's see if we can review just a few things because it's kind of complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to find out how to identify whether you've been there, you've touched it, or like you said, if you're looking for a lost person,
mm-hmm.
you could say, oh, I found something that showed they were at that place.
That's right.
That might be good to find people.
Yes.
It would be.
What do you think about this article, Albert?
I feel like it's just a very good way where technology is going further. Because I've read recently in the news where people are able to copy fingerprints now.
Mm. Oh, my.
If you touch a piece of glass and someone takes that piece of glass, they can copy it.
Oh, my.
But now we have a microbiome we can base security off of.
That's true. Yeah, I was just thinking that there are a lot of applications for this. You know, if you have security, you know, you might be at this, you used to have to scan your fingerprint to open a door. Now you can use your microbiome to open a door.
Yeah, maybe to get into your bank account.
Yeah,
right.
Different things like that.
So this is a new kind of a scientific investigation. Now, this week we're going to study several things that are kind of more like science and biology, and it's good for us to review words that have to do with different fields, even though you're not in that field yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be a scientist. You might be an office worker,
but you
need to be up to date.
Yes.
And this is what Newsworthy does, is keep you up to date with new things that have been discovered and being used. Isn't that right?
That's right. And these are words you're going to be hearing in the news if you follow the news. You know, things like perpetrator and exonerate. These are words that will be heard often in the news reports.
That's true.
And pretty soon in the near future when people are talking about it in the news about new phones that can unlock based on your microbiome or creating bank accounts based on this.
Mm-hmm. So you know the word microbiome and you can pass the information on to your friends, and also you can check out our websites, and I hope everybody has our mobile website, m.studioclassroom.com, because you can see topic talks on there every day.
That's right, and we have also our QR codes scattered around the page, so make sure you scan those as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've added it on my cell phone.
Right. Well, m.studioclassroom.com is a very good way to check out the daily what we've talked about in the lesson.
Yes.
So be sure and check that out. Write to us sometimes. We like to hear from you. Put your letters in the magazine and keep in touch with us.
That's right, and if you found what we taught you today helpful, why don't you share it with some of your friends and family? Invite them to download m.studio.classroom.com to review some of the words that we've taught you. You can also visit our Facebook page and write to us at letters@studioclassroom.com. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right. I mean, if you're a little old-fashioned, we love receiving your letters. We read each and every one of them. It really excites us whenever we get mail. So get out those pieces of paper, get out that pen, write a little letter to us, and we'll definitely read it.
And we're glad that you were with us today, and come back tomorrow for a different kind of lesson. But remember that your microbiome is you. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.